listening to CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
The opinions and views in the following program are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJAM FM.
It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
That's right. You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today,
Big JD? Doing okay.
You sound okay.
Well, it's this beautiful weather.
Well,
no.
No.
No, isn't it supposed to be cold this morning? This Thursday morning?
I thought it was snowing today.
Ooh.
No. It was chilly this morning, I have to admit.
I told somebody in Detroit that it was 3 feet of snow in Windsor.
And
oh, really?
And they believed you.
Yeah, of course.
See, we have not stigmatism, but what do you call it? Stereotype. About Americans and how dumb they are about the weather in Canada, but yet they stereotype us as being
people. I don't really think that's is it a stereotype when it's true?
Is it true?
Well, this is what I think. I think that Canadians, especially Windsorites, a border city right here, not to be confused with the Border City Radio podcast. We tend to go over there a lot because we shop over there and we buy gas over there and there's more entertainment over there. You know what I mean? Like, we go there a lot.
Yes, we
do. We have two casinos.
Casinos.
Casinos. Did you ever been to casinos, man?
I've been, man.
All right. So we go over there a lot. They don't come over here as much. So I don't think they know, really. You know what I mean? And they stereotype us and some Windsor up as... You know, Canada,
right?
Which
has lots of snow and igloos and stuff.
Well, yeah, that's what they believe because I don't know why they believe that, but we're the Great White North.
Sure,
that's why we're portrayed as
right, and we go along with that for a little bit, don't we?
I guess so.
Sure.
I mean, yeah, in some ways that we tend to maybe I don't know think of ourselves that way or. Give off that, in some of the TV shows and different things that we, you know, like the Hosers and stuff. Remember that? Bob and Doug McKenzie.
And Bob and Doug
McKenzie. Very Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like stereotypical Canadian stuff where, you know, we're not really like that right here.
No, that was, and I think that's where they were going with that, right? Let's be ultra
Canadian. Over the top.
Over the top, yeah. Whereas, you know, there's people like Martin Short and Jim Carrey and...
Yeah,
John Belushi and all those guys, they were all Canadian too, but they never took their Canadian heritage to that extent.
And they're all living in the U.S.
And they all lived in the U.S., paid U.S. tax dollars, that's for sure.
They don't pay my taxes. It's a guy with a beard.
What's his name, Sam?
No, I don't know. That's a Three Stooges thing. You ever see that? Oh. Don't pay my taxes, it's a guy with a beard. What's that even mean, pay your taxes? Who pays your taxes?
I pay taxes.
Pay your own taxes.
Taxes here, taxes there, taxes everywhere.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Here we are in the newsroom. What do you got to say about Whitney
Houston? I was just going
to
say Whitney Houston's ex-singer Bobby Brown, her ex-singer. Singer Bobby Brown was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence in Los Angeles today. Arrested on suspicion.
Right.
You don't arrest on suspicion. They arrest you if you're actually driving under the influence.
They usually do some kind of roadside.
Yeah, they can stop you, but he was arrested on suspicion, it says. Anyway, so that's like, you know, kind of weird.
I'm suspicious of that.
Well, it says that the California Highway Patrol officer told Los Angeles Times that officers pulled him over in the San Fernando Valley for talking on his cell phone, but then administered a field sobriety test.
And he blew a .12.
Mm-hmm. And was taken into custody and locked up. So in a Van Nuys jail now, but the same in the same, you know, paragraph, it says that he was arrested on suspicion of DUI.
Right. So what they mean by that is,
yeah, what do they mean by that?
These machines, there's lawyers even here in Windsor that are,
oh, so even though he was arrested and blew such and such, it's still, alleged.
It is, right. So they're going to prove that the person who administered the test was incompetent, or that the machine wasn't calibrated recently, or what the conditions were which he blew it, and ba-da-da.
If you had to pick one or the other, would you say he was driving under the influence or not?
Not.
Oh, you...
Because there's a picture of him right there. It looks like John Lee Hooker, and John Lee Hooker never drank.
I bet he didn't.
Obviously, he's going for the look, right? He's got the glasses, he's got the hat, he's got the jacket. He is John Lee Hooker. Ow, ow, ow. Anyway. What I want to talk about was a court decision that was passed recently by the Ontario Supreme Court, and basically appellate court that deemed that the current prostitution laws are somewhat unconstitutional. No, you still can't go out on the street and pitch your wares. You can't have a pimp, but they're opening the door for body houses or brothels, whatever you want to call them, places mm-hmm. where people can go and you know, get the services of whatever's going on inside there, which I think is a good thing myself, as long as these places have a license and they do their thing. What do you think of that idea of selling your body for money that has been going on forever?
I don't do it anymore, but no, I don't know. I mean, you know, for people that want that, I guess. I mean, I think it's all, it's cool and everything, but the only thing that I'd say as a negative is,
disease. Not my neighborhood.
Disease.
Oh, disease.
You know what I mean? That's the scary part of that, I think, more than anything. I mean, paying for sex because, you know, you're not with anybody, or you want, you know, other people, or whatever the case may be. I mean, and if somebody's willing to do that, then, I think it's okay.
I think it's okay, too.
It's probably good money in it.
It depends on what kind of wares you're selling, I think.
Oh, okay.
I think the hotter you are, the
underwears.
More... Underwears. No, the hotter you are, the more you can charge, I think.
When you said brothel, I thought of something cool. Bra throw. A contest. It's a bra throw.
Oh, a bra throw.
And that's not to be confused with throwing your brother around.
Hey, bro, do you mind if I throw you around?
What was the tossing?
Dwarf tossing.
Politically correct.
Dwarf tossing.
Dwarf tossing, yeah. Yes. Did you ever do that?
Toss a dwarf?
Yeah.
I tossed the dwarf in the back seat last night. Oh, no, that's a goalie, isn't it? You're supposed to toss the goalie. Oh, okay.
I thought that was reference to the brothel somehow.
No. Tossing the goalie.
I guess we're on to today's topic.
Let's be on it.
Wow. News went by so fast. That was a good thing.
It's only a half an hour show, bro.
Oh, brah. Hey, brah.
I'm going to throw you, or better yet, I'm going to throw up on you.
So we're talking about...
camping.
Whoa, nice. And no better time to talk about it than spring.
Spring is a good time to prepare for your camping trips for the summer.
Mm-hmm. Get out your camping checklist, people, because we're going to go through one now. Maybe.
Yeah, sure. We're lucky where we live in so much that in the summertime you can go camping all through Ontario, and there's a ton of great camping places to go. There's private places that you can go camping, and as well there's the conservation authorities also have their own authority over camp sites. In here in Essex County, what's it called? ERCA, Essex Regional Conservation Authority.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Shadamkin has their own, and I know there's a really good one in the Long Point area, Port Dover area. It's mm-hmm. called the Long Point Conservation Authority, and they got a ton of really nice campsites around there as well. And I think the Niagara region is another place where their conservation authority is also in charge of the campsites there, and you can go camping in some really nice areas. And of course, there's the provincial parks, and not too many national parks. Maybe. Just not around here. There's only one national park that I can think of, and that's Point Pelee that's around here. And there is no camping in Point Pelee. I think back in the day you could camp there.
Oh, yeah?
I think so.
I've never camped there, so I don't know, but...
I want to say I camped there when I was a cub.
Hmm. And now you're a full-grown bear.
Yes, and it was in cabins, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Cubs in cabins.
Cubs in cabins, yeah. Yeah. We went camping in
a Canadian
tent.
TV show?
Cubs in cabins, yeah. Not that I know of.
Sounds like one. Stereotypical, of course.
Yes, you're being very typical. Stereotypical.
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 There you go. When's the last time that you went camping?
A couple of years ago.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's been a long time for me, I think. I love camping.
I didn't go camping last year, but the year before that, I think we went to Port Dover, in fact. Speaking of Port Dover, yeah.
Bike week? No.
You don't go to bike week with your kids. Unless you're older and they own bikes.
Well, they have bikes. Bicycles.
Yes, but bike week in Port Dover, well, that's just a crazy thing. It's not bike week, though. It's the Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th, yeah. Why doesn't...
No, I was just going to say, it's usually the whole weekend, though. Like, people show up on Thursday and leave on Sunday.
Why isn't there a bike week, like a bicycle week somewhere? That'd be pretty sweet, man. That'd probably attract a lot of people.
Bicycle week?
Yeah. Bike week. Bicycle week. Everybody parks their bicycles and looks at them?
No.
Yeah. Some people have nice bicycles. Bicycles are crazy nowadays. Some of them. Disc brakes and everything.
Disc brakes, yeah.
Single forks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can get some nice bikes.
I still eat that way.
Single fork?
Yeah. As opposed to two, shoveling style. Some of the campgrounds around here. Oh, we have a couple of campgrounds right here, like really local. Out Howard, isn't there? Is that Yogi Bear National Park still here? It's not national.
No, it's just a park. It's another private park, and it's geared towards the kids.
Yeah,
like small children. It's nice to take them out on.
Yeah, goofy golf and stuff there, and little things.
Yeah, fun little
movies.
Things.
Yeah, I think outdoor
movies. Yeah, I like that swimming idea. Pool, of course, and
movie stars
and Pete.
Oh no, I'm thinking of the Beverly Hillbillies.
Yes. Is there some other place
really campground here? Oh, yeah. We used to have a KOA.
KOA.
And what did that stand for? Do you know?
No idea.
The Campground Organization Association. Is there anything called an organization association?
No, not that I know. But it's called Windsor Campground now.
It's still there, though.
It's still there, I believe, yes. It's off of my road.
Yeah, it's out.
Provincial. And Concession Near 9.
Near the boondocks.
Concession 9 and 46 is where it's
And then
at.
We have like, you mentioned Wheatley Provincial Park, Campers Cove.
Campers Cove.
That's one that's pretty close.
My wife goes there often enough, like, you know, with her friends and her kids.
I knew people that used to have a trailer there, like, you know, seasonal. And same with Leisure Lake as well. One of my old drummers had, they had seasonal Leisure Lake
passes.
Spot, whatever you call it.
Well, yeah, you park your trailer there, and it's your spot for until you want to leave, right?
Yeah, seasonal thing,
right? And Rochester Place has the same thing going on. You want to bring a trailer to Rochester Place, where there is a golf course. It's nice to camp and golf at the same time.
St. Clair Shores Campground, St. Clair Shores.
That's in.
I
the
want
States.
To say that's in the States, but I don't think that it is.
Yeah.
You think so?
I do.
Let's take a look and see. St. Clair Shores. Looks like we're in Canada.
Yeah, but...
Approximately 13 kilometers east of Bell River on County Road 2.
Don't believe it.
And what's that one? There's another one that's out like that somewhere. Rochester Campground or something like that?
Rochester Place.
Rochester Place. Okay, yes. Yeah, right. Did you mention that?
Yes, I just did.
Oh, okay, yeah. If you want so to I did again, too.
Yeah, I noticed that. So, yeah, there's lots of places to go camping. And what do you want to talk about as far as camping supplies?
Oh, that's it.
No.
That's it.
No.
I was thinking of, talking a little bit about a camping list and some things to make sure that you bring with you camping. And probably some things that people don't even realize to bring camping. Like something to do if it's pouring rain and you can't do anything outdoors. You want to have some things to do inside the tent and so forth. Whether it's cards or chess or checkers or something. I don't know.
Yes.
Do you camp in tents?
Tents.
You don't have a trailer, do you?
No, we did at one time, but we sold it.
Okay, what kind? Pop-up type? Or some kind of hard type trailer?
It was hard, yes. It was like, you know, a box type trailer.
Nice.
With wheels on it. And
two wheels?
Two wheels as opposed to four, yes.
We had those pop-up. We had tents when I was a kid, and then we went to graduated to the pop-up one that had the peak on it, and then the hardtop one that folded down after.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
All right. We're talking about camping on the show today.
KOA stands for Campgrounds of America.
Ooh, very nice. And I knew that at one time because I've stayed in many of them.
Campgrounds
all across the U.S. So Campgrounds of America, though, I think was originated as a U.S. thing, I'm sure.
Yes, obviously. Campgrounds of America.
Well, we're America.
We are not.
We're part of North America. So why aren't we America? We're just not the United States of America.
That would be Kona then.
We're Canada of America. COA.
No, Kona.
Kona?
Yeah, Campgrounds of North America.
Oh, okay.
But it's not. It's Campgrounds of America.
All right. Have it your way.
Have it your way.
Have Burger it your King. Way. Isn't it Burger King?
Yes.
That's American as well.
Yes, it is.
The king was American. Did America have kings?
No.
They didn't.
Never had a king.
We have.
We have a king. Oh, well,
we will have a king again, won't we?
I don't know. You're going to be dead before that guy becomes king, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Joking. You'll be dead tomorrow with your lifestyle. That radio DJ lifestyle.
Did you bring, you stayed in a trailer, but you've camped in tents as well?
We only had the trailer, I want to say 1, maybe 2 years. Otherwise, it's tents.
Yeah. But do you use blow-up mattresses or anything in your tents, or do you sleep on the ground on the bag?
Blow-up. You got to blow something up.
Paper bag. We go on a cheap. Sleep in a paper bag.
Sometimes you bring some kind of futon mattress or, something.
No.
Yeah, sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's comfort.
Well, blowing up a mattress is relatively comfortable, too.
Yeah, I would say so.
The thing is, they always leak.
What?
Blow-up mattresses leak a lot.
Mine never did, and we had one for years.
What did you do?
Blew it up and slept on it.
And then you sprayed it with some kind of
sealer? I don't know. No, I used to spray the tents all the time, though, with stuff.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't leak.
So
that's where you don't want to leak.
I know. But have you ever been in a tent that just got rained
and had to, have you ever been in a tent and had to take a leak really bad? What did you do?
You get up and go pee.
You want a bottle?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Get up and go pee.
Oh.
Next to the tree.
But what is it, pouring rain out?
Then you get a wet wiener.
Or if there's raccoons out there and stuff like that, or some kind of bears. And you know what I mean? You don't want to get out of the tent. Like a tent's really protection anyway from a bear.
No, it isn't. I was going to say, have you ever camped somewhere where there was
bears? I was going to ask you, did you ever camp somewhere like Algonquin?
Algonquin, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were going to go to Algonquin with some friends at one time, and then, they were telling Lana about bears and wolves, and she didn't want to go after.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, it's amazing up there. It's beautiful.
Thank God she didn't.
There's a ton of lakes up there, and the canoeing is amazing.
Oh, I can imagine. It must be incredible.
Really good fishing.
Seen pictures.
There. I've seen. Go now.
Now?
Right now.
We got to finish the show.
All right. Go after the show then.
That's too far. It's 12 hours or something, isn't it, to Algonquin? 8 hours? 12 hours?
8 hours.
It's crazy.
8 hours to Huntsville.
I'm not going 8 hours to anywhere.
You're not?
No.
What if it's to New York?
Well, then I go.
Would you go camping in New York?
I don't think there is anywhere to camp in New York.
I don't think so either.
Some people camping outside, though. Tents, though.
No
tents. Just on the sidewalk out in the open.
Yeah.
In the winter.
Newspapers.
What?
For blankets.
Oh, that's what they used to call me at. Never mind.
Newspapers?
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
What the heck?
Because I read so many of them.
And now, Morning Show Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by, by us, Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
All right, time for Music Mayhem. Music Mayhem.
Because we don't know what to call anymore.
That's right. We're going to be playing The Great Outdoors from Clutch.
Constantly kicking at the blame it all on the alcohol. But you ain't got the business criticizing me. This is my house and I'll do as I please. What was I thinking? The Baltimore. Oh yeah, the great outdoors.
Technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
Something exciting here this week.
It's insurance. Insurance is never really all that exciting.
Oh, are you selling? You trying to sell me insurance?
Yes, I am.
I'll take it.
All right.
It's battery backups.
Yes. We should tell our people that there are options out there for you and your computing system, that if the electricity does go out in your house, you can have a system in place whereby your stuff doesn't shut down.
Right. Now, what happens if your laptop's plugged into the wall and the power goes out? It'll still stay running, right?
Well, yeah, laptops. It's not for laptops for the most part.
But to some degree, it is, because of the fact that most battery backups... And the point that I want to make is that, yeah, it'll stay on. But most battery backups are protective in some way as well. Like
a filter?
Surge protection type right. stuff. So that when lightning strikes or there's a surge in power or something like that.
Those are all rock songs, right?
Are they?
Lightning strikes.
I was about to rock. So when that happens, your equipment, your laptop or computer, whatever the case may be, it's not affected by the surge.
Right.
Because that could damage something.
Right. Yep.
And Alex Jones says that the government's watching through your computer and your fridge and your dishwasher, but the power cable now. Even if the power cable's plugged in and everything's off, they're still getting you. And it's got something to do with the light bulbs. He's amazing. Oh, love that guy.
He's getting more paranoid every day.
What?
I remember being a kid when I was like 8, 10 years old, I always thought there was cameras in the light bulbs.
I think there is now.
Obviously, so does Alex Jones.
Yeah.
They're watching me.
It's got something to do, though, with it's got something to do with what they send to other equipment around or something like that. You looking it up?
Nope. I'm not looking up Alex Jones stuff because we're talking about uninterrupted power supplies.
Yes, we are.
So one of the companies is called UPC, which is a...
The uninterrupted power company.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
I'm not exactly sure what it is either, but they sell probably one of the more popular brands of, and they're very scalable in so much that they can sell you, you know, something just for, you know, your monitor and your computer and your printer, or maybe you have some other kind of setup, some audio gear as well. And they also can hook up a whole company, servers, like at your servers, they can't go down.
Right.
There's uninterruptible power supplies for those applications as well.
Very important. And as well, you know, for you get the ones that you can plug a number of things into. So you can plug your monitor in, you can plug your laptop, you can plug your computer and possibly a hard drive or two or something, because your hard drive can be damaged rather easily. Not only, you know, you can take a chance on losing information because it's powered down or not shut off properly when, you know, when the electricity goes out or something like that with it trying to communicate to the computer or whatnot, but then also power surges again. And, you know, if you have your backup and you store everything on there, then that could be very problematic.
Sure can be. But there's also uninterruptible power supplies for other applications as well. Just in your home, I know that this company here, APC, they have a home appliance and lighting UPS, which is child safe and environmentally friendly way to keep your lights, your TV, and other home electronics running during extended power outages. So
very important, I think.
That's nice to have.
I normally have them, but eventually over time. And it's funny, it's insurance, and for the most part, it very rarely happens that you actually
need it.
Yeah. But I've had them a number of times, and the last one, you know, had it for, I don't know how long, a couple of years, 2 years, whatever, and eventually the batteries are in them are done, and then I just never got another one. But
right.
Do I have one? I do have one. Okay. Yeah, I do have a battery backup down there. What am I saying?
I don't know. What are you saying?
I don't know. I forget it's there.
Obviously.
Yeah. I wonder when I'll need a new one. When you start hearing it beep, it beeps because the battery's no good anymore.
And now it's time for quotes and quips.
I think my iPad is beeping at me. It's time to go buy a new
bad
one.
Bad battery.
Yeah.
Yeah, buy a new one. He just got the new one.
That's funny. If you could sell something and a beep means go buy a new one every time, like you don't have to actually have something planned go wrong with it. Like, you know, like you build it in such a way. I mean, everything's built now with the planned obsolescence. But if you just build something with a beep that goes off after a certain period of time.
And that means go buy a new one?
Go buy a new one. You don't really need to buy a new one, but you should go buy a new one because it's beeping. And the beep won't go off until you actually do buy a new one.
Then you have no choice. You have to buy a new one. Get rid of the beeping.
Anyway, go ahead with your...
quote or quip?
Quote or quip from...
All right. This is from Thomas Dewey. Do you know who Thomas Dewey is?
He was...
You don't know.
Louis's brother.
You can't possibly. Louis Dewey?
Louis Dewey and Huey.
That's their names? Louis Dewey and Huey?
That was Donald's nephews?
Nephews, I guess. Yeah. And Thomas Dewey says, if you're not in New York, you're camping out.
Because he believed that anything that was not going on in New York was, it was what?
I don't know. I just think that if you're not in New York, you're nowhere.
And if you're nowhere?
If you're not in New York, you're camping out. So it's like, you know, you might as well be outside because it's just kind of useless being wherever you are. Because New York is the place to be. Let's put it that way. All right. Well, we're out of time. Join us next week.
Thanks a lot for listening this week.
We hope you have a great day, and be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place, for Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
The opinions and views in the preceding program were those of the hosts and their guests, and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJM FM.